71 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the low 90s, but with that heat index, just over 100 today. And there's about a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee's primary election is tomorrow, and Governor Bill Lee is endorsing former State Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher over incumbent Republican Andy Ogles for the new 5th Congressional District. Lee and Hatcher have been friends for 25 years, and they've worked together in government. Lee appointed Hatcher to his state position.
We've worked farmers markets together. We've both run family businesses. And for 7 years, he served as my commissioner of agriculture. I know Charlie. I know his conservative values and how much he loves our country.
The endorsement comes late in the race. Internal polling shows the two candidates neck and neck, with Hatcher raising slightly more than Ogles. Hatcher has also received an endorsement from a former governor. Bill Haslam has financially supported Ogles' challengers in the past, but stopped shy of endorsing a candidate until last month. Well, the primary is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tennessee lawmakers released a statement this week vowing to hold teachers accountable for sexual misconduct and to create stronger protections for students. The recent firing of Metro Nashville Public Schools teacher Mario Mumphrey sparked the statement. Mumphrey altered photos and videos of students using artificial intelligence without their consent. The images were inappropriate and made students uncomfortable. The Tennessean reports he also allegedly shared these photos with other students at Big Picture High School, where he was a tenured teacher. The MNPS school board fired Mumphrey during a meeting late last month, and the Tennessee Department of Children's Services is investigating him. Six lawmakers who led the state's education committees plan to introduce new legislation focused on teacher sexual misconduct in the upcoming 2027 legislative session. Well, Cooperative of Mid-State Farmers and Families is opening a grocery store with a few twists, like freshly baked pizza and live music. The Nashville Farmers Storehouse will also have an in-house bakery and a flour mill alongside local goods and organic produce. The Nashville Business Journal reports the store will also bring a historic building back to its original purpose. It will occupy the former site of Huff's Food Town, which closed more than 30 years ago. An opening date has not yet been announced, but construction is underway. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.